Hi, and welcome to our first episode of FECC First. My name is Morgan Ray. I'm the admissions coordinator here at Flathead Valley Community College. And today we're going to be interviewing Amber Paulson. Amber, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Amber Paulson. I'm the Director of Student Services at Flathead Valley Community College. I've been here 5 years, but prior to that, I worked at a large university in Colorado for 8 years as an academic advisor, and I've helped a lot of students with their gap year. And that's our topic for today, which is to talk about making an effective gap year and how that works.
And what does that look like? What are the components of it? How do you navigate something that you don't, that's unstructured?
Exactly.
How do you add structure to that?
Exactly. Because it's fine to take a break, but you want to be as effective as possible.
And I think especially coming into this year where everything has been, you know, unprecedented and everything else, it's important to know that taking a break is okay and that burnout has happened for a lot of people.
Exactly. But now that you're doing that, how do you do it so that it helps you in your education, that it helps move your career forward, that you don't lose momentum towards the goals that you have set for yourself?
So how do you get started in that?
Well, I think the first thing is, one, I just want everyone listening to know it's okay to take this break. Just like we said earlier, it's okay to say, I'm not sure what I want to do. When I worked at the university, I was working with undecided students, and sometimes you get to that threshold even after a year or two in college and you say, I still don't know what I want to do. And taking a break from a very structured education is a good thing, but you still don't want to leave with zero structure. So the first part is thinking about, what is it that I'm really working towards in the long run?
So kind of looking at that career and professional development, like this is the chance to explore, job shadow.
Exactly. So I think that when you're going to take a year or a semester off, whatever your gap looks like, it's so important that every month you set a goal that helps you explore or work towards your dream job, whatever that might be. Or maybe you don't know what your dream job is, but you have some ideas. Do you know somebody that has a job that you really like?
I think actually some of our programs even require job shadowing before you can apply to competitive programs because they want to make sure you like the everyday part of it and not just the idea of it, right?
Exactly. I call it the sitcom version of understanding what a career is. Like, I know what it looks like on TV to be an engineer, but to really be an engineer, what does that look like on a day-to-day basis? And so it's finding somebody that's doing the job that you would like, and either it's cold calling them and asking, would you be willing to either answer some questions, or can I come and shadow you for a day, or both? And there are plenty of resources online for informational interviewing, and it's really forming the questions that are most important to you. So questions like, how did you get to this career? What steps did you take? What do you think is really important in my education if I want to do the job that you're doing? Those types of questions.
What does your day-to-day look like?
Exactly.
That way, if you're not able to job shadow them because there's a pandemic going on, you can still get that outline of somebody's job and what that looks like.
And when they're planning your gap year, doing one of these a month, that's a really effective way to be working towards your career and professional goals without having to do a lot of extra additional tasks, right? You're still taking your break, but you're taking a step every month that is helping you get closer to your goals. The other place that you can really work on building towards your career and professional goals is service learning or community service. Doing a community service project or volunteering, and I know we're in COVID times, so things have changed dramatically, but there are still community services that can be done through nonprofits that are needing volunteers. And that's another way to be exposed, to build your network, to learn from other people.
So I actually moved up to Montana 6 years ago for AmeriCorps, which is a service learning opportunity. And initially I did a summer job where you don't have to have a full degree to do a summer position. And I was able to receive some money, get paid, but also experience life in a nonprofit. And then I signed on for a full year afterwards. And then I stayed on at the nonprofit for a while because I found that it was something I enjoyed and I enjoyed the work for, and I wanted to keep growing that network and those skills. so that by the time I ended up coming here to the college, I felt like I'd made a really nice transition into my job.
That's a perfect example. And so all of these things, job shadowing, informational interview, service learning, it also helps build your network. It builds your network of professional contacts out there. It may not be the field that you go into, but if you make a good connection with somebody who is willing to refer you for a scholarship, who's willing to refer you to another employer, who's willing to connect you with another person in a field that's a little more diverse or different than the one that they're in because they know someone, you've built a stronger professional network. And so that's a very effective part of your gap year is service and job shadowing and informational interviewing.
And I think all of those things really help bring together some of those soft skills that you might not have. If we're talking to people that are, you know, leaving high school, your job might have looked really different at a restaurant or a retail place. Those soft skills of being held accountable, professional communication, conflict resolution, handling tough situations, I think those are all things that you can learn and start to build on. And that makes you, again, more prepared for if and when you're ready to potentially continue your education.
Part of your gap year in doing some of this as well is eliminating things that you don't want. You may not realize that you may have an interview with somebody that you're like, wait a minute, that's not what I thought the job was gonna be. That's effective though. Finding out what you don't like is just as effective as being confirmed in what you do like. Going to do informational interviews and community service is really important as a part, and trying to do something once a month during your gap year. Notice we have not talked about actual work as an effective aspect. Most people are generally work during their gap year.
Right. I think that's kind of a given.
And your work's going to help build skills and build a network, but it probably won't be in the exact career that you want. And with that being said, then that can't be enough for building your towards your professional goals. It's effective, and a lot of people need to work to pay the bills so they can come back to school, all of that. But make sure that you're doing something outside of that 9-to-5 job or whatever it looks like that's getting you closer to the big goals that you have.
And I do think there are ways to capitalize if you do have a job. If you're working in retail or in a restaurant and you want to go into business or hospitality, then that job shadow is also talking to management where you work or talking to the local owner and seeing if you can take on more responsibilities and count that in a different way. So it's not just what you're getting paid, but you're also gaining those new skills that you can take into whatever you do next.
Yep. So in addition to building towards your professional and career goals and building those skills around professionalism, the second piece of your gap year is continuing your education, but it can look differently. It doesn't have to be as formal as taking a class, or it can. One of the things that you can do that a lot of people don't know about, but it's like one of my passions, which is massive open online courses.
You mean a MOOC?
A MOOC. And you can go to Coursera or Future Learn and look at courses offered by Harvard and MIT and Stanford and University of Chicago and University of Michigan that are free and open to the public to take and learn.
I've actually kind of explored MOOCs before when I was trying to figure out what I wanted my next steps to be. And what I really enjoyed about MOOCs, again, that massive online open content course, is that they're really low investment, right? I signed up for a class that I logged into once and then didn't finish, but I hadn't paid money into it, but I was able to log in and go, okay, no, this class is not what I thought it was gonna be. And it wasn't like I'd spent hundreds of dollars on a single class.
It's free, so that's useful. In addition, when I say continuing education, it's exploring colleges and programs and creating a transfer plan if that's what you're going to do. So let's say you're going to start at a community college like ours and then transfer on to university. There's nothing stopping you right now from meeting with one of our advisors, both exploring majors, exploring careers, talking about academic programs that we offer but that are also offered at other institutions across the state or out of state. That's what we do here. So that's a great way of continuing education. You're building on your plan. You're deciding what you want to do next. And then in addition, you can take one class during your gap year. If you feel like, oh, I don't want to totally be out of school, but I'm ready for a break, or I need a break, or I need to earn some money, but I could afford to take one class, whether it's here or at a university of your choice, taking one class and working towards your gen eds for your bachelor's degree, or taking one class as an exploratory class,
yes,
that allows you're like, hey, you know, I've been thinking about education as my major. I want to take an education class and see what it's like. This is a great moment to do that. Again, one class is low commitment, still permits you to do a lot of work, still permits you to go and do the informational interviewing or do a service project. So, and it's also helping you still build that transcript and work towards your ultimate goal, whatever it is in education.
And I also feel like it makes the thought of returning back to school a little less intimidating.
Yes.
Because it's not, I've been out of school for years and years, right? A gap year turns into 2 years, turns into 3 years. That one class at a time, it's some kind of progress, and it keeps you in the loop with technology. It keeps you in the loop with setting time aside to work on projects and assignments, but in a lower stakes environment.
So being effective, once again, in your gap year is making a plan every month of doing something. It could be a MOOC. It could be that you're already enrolled in the class. It could be, you know, in the month of October, I'm going to go meet with an academic advisor. In the month of November, I'm going to go meet with a career advisor. I'm going to do one thing every month while I'm taking this time away from school that is working towards my goals in education and towards my profession.
That being said, I can't let the admissions part of me not step in at this point. It's important just to still plan for the next year. Set that goal of when you want to return to school and work backwards. So the FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, comes out nationally on October 1st. So it'll open October 1st of this year for the 2021-2022 academic year. Most schools, their priority is going to be December 1st. So one of those once a month things you're talking about still needs to be applying for financial aid or scholarships. If you think you know some of the schools you're interested in, I recommend to students that they work through the admissions process for three schools.
Absolutely. And you start that, honestly, we're posting this next week and it's mid-September. We're talking you start that in October and don't wait because priority is December 1st. That doesn't mean you have to confirm, that doesn't mean you have to commit, but it means you're in the pipeline for money,
yes,
to go to school, and that's important.
That's huge. And I'm sure we'll be talking more about financial aid and how to navigate that process in future episodes. But just know that you are not alone in considering taking a gap year, and we want to help you make the most of that.
Absolutely. And our academic advisors work, we are a community resource. We started this whole idea of FBCC First because we want people in our community to know we're here as a resource for college, exploring college and universities. And it doesn't mean you have to come here.
No.
So we're here to serve our community. If you want to meet with an academic advisor, and we could do it via Zoom right now, we can do it via phone, but Zoom works really well. We can go and work with you and explore other colleges and universities. We can explore their academic programs. We can look at their scholarship deadlines. We can help you navigate that process, and we can help you build a transfer plan or just talk about some of your goals. Maybe you don't even know where to start. That's what we're here to help you do.
We'll schedule a career assessment for you.
Exactly. So if you are interested, we have the Student Support Center at Flathead Valley Community College. You can call 406-756-3880 and schedule an appointment with an academic advisor or a career advisor just to get started. Again, don't have to be a student to use that community resource. That's what FECC is here for.
And I actually think that's the perfect way to end our first episode. That's the point of what we do, right?
That's
Absolutely. Why we like our jobs.
We want to serve students and we want to serve our community. So thanks for listening. We want to help you plan an effective gap year. If you have questions, come see us.
Have a great day, guys.